Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
With its off-road capabilities, Chevy Trailblazer is open to new points of view.
Whoa, look at that.
Wow.
And with its many safety features, Chevy Equinox is open to added confidence on your weekend getaways. When you find your new Chevy and hit the open road, you unlock a summer of possibilities. Very well qualified buyers can enjoy no monthly payments for 120 days on 2021 Silverado 1500 Crew Cab Pickups Plus. Get 2.49% financing for 72 months when you finance with GM Financial. See your Mid-South Chevy dealers. Finance charges accrue from date of financing. Must finance with GM Financial. Down payment required at signing if applicable. Not available in Pennsylvania unless combined with 0% APR. Some customers may not qualify. Monthly payment is $14.97 for every $1,000 you finance. Example down payment 6.1%. Not available with lease and some other offers. Take new retail delivery by 8/2/21.
Recent weather taking a toll on your roof? A-Team Roofing has you covered, literally, with their 24-hour tarp service to stop further damage.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
It's time to trade up to a Kia sales event at Gossett Kia on Covington Pike. Get up and go in a 2021 Kia Rio, 41 mpg highway, 0% and $239 a month. 2021 Kia Forte, 0% and $268 a month. And get all-weather rugged and ready in 2022 Seltos, $334 a month. Plus, peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Get top dollar for your Kia trade today and trade up at Gossett Kia, 1900. Covington Pike, or shop online 24/7 at KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J, and he'll put you in a new Kia today.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All $29.99 due at signing. Rio Forte 60 months at 0%. Rio ME 403 60 in MSRP 17315. Forte ME 379 469 MSRP 19040. Seltos N 724 718 1 66 months at 1.9%. MSRP 24110 includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695 must finance with KMF for low APR. Excludes tax, filing, license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 8/2/2021. Dealer stock only.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
To the Gary Parish Show. No, it is not GP. It is his producer, Bennett Doyle, filling in the next 2 days. Got Connor Dunning and Jeffrey Wright here in studio with me. Glad they're with me. Glad you're with me, and I hope you're getting through the day. No obstacles, no disruptions. And I hope you didn't think we'd go another summer without conference expansion talk, because, come on, it's that time of year, y'all. We talk about conference expansion this time every year. Texas and Oklahoma apparently want to leave the Big 12, potentially head to the SEC. We're going to talk about that with Jeffrey right here in just a second, because, for my money, he is the best voice on college football at 92.9 FM ESPN. After that, me and Connor, we're going to kind of map out the Grizzlies offseason. NBA season obviously came to an end a few days ago. We got draft coming up next week, then free agency. We're going to discuss some of the bigger questions heading into this offseason for the Grizz. That's coming up next. And at 4:44, I want to bounce around a little bit. Got some NFL news today. I think it's probably going to impact the season at some point. There's a new sports league coming to Memphis that I'm really excited about. We got a few more big additions to the FedEx St. Jude Invitational coming up in a few weeks. Plus, I got Connor here, so we're probably going to do a little entertainment talk as well. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins, as always, who knows where that conversation conversation's going to go. Then we're eventually going to do dinner to go and get out of here. But first, like I said, Jeffrey Wright is here with me. Talk of the day is, of course, conference expansion realignment. First and foremost, this is really like the first day, Jeffrey, that I've felt like, okay, football's here. Like, football's here.
Yeah, we're getting back to the basics. We're getting back to
that normal schedule.
Yeah.
Like, we had a long NBA season, longer than normal. I saw Giannis and everybody doing their parade today. And with all this conference expansion talk, realignment today, and then the NFL obviously putting out this stuff about the vaccine a few hours ago, which we're going to talk about with Jeff at 5 o'clock, it feels like it's football time.
Yeah, I think you're right in that. What made it kind of sneak up on us is typically we have like that, 3 to 4 weeks of the NBA's over. We've got baseball on in the background, but like, let's,
we ain't opening on it.
I never considered last night, like the Cubs are playing the Cardinals. Like it's, as a Cardinals fan, like it's one of the big rivalries.
Yes.
I never considered turning the sound on. Like I just put it over on a side TV. Is like,
yep.
I'm just not going to get invested in July. And then we like slowly creep up. You're like, oh yeah, we got media days coming up. We got training camps getting ready to get rolling. But because the NBA season went so long, it was almost like, oh, here we are.
Yep.
And we're ready to go. And then, you know, we started getting back into talking about football season. This is like peak talking about football season. And then this story drops. And then it's like,
yep.
Oh. Well, this could be more than just talking about football. Like, this could change the entire landscape of college football as we know it.
For sure. I mean, we're only 5 weeks away from the start of the college football season. This report obviously comes out yesterday. Texas and Oklahoma reached out to the SEC about potentially joining the league. And I also wanted to mention that right now, the Big 12 ADs and CEOs are meeting to discuss this. So this is a... Who knows what's going to happen, but this is a real thing. This feels like something a little bit bigger than every single summer when we're looking for something to talk about, we do conference realignment talk, right? This feels bigger.
I think there's a couple of reasons why it feels bigger. No one has officially gone on the record, but it seems very obvious that this came from Texas A&M. And Ross Bjork was at SEC Media Days and ready to go with a statement when everyone else was kind of no commenting it, or, you know, it's right now it's just a report with an unnamed source. We don't really comment on that. No one really addressed it except Ross Bjork. And one thing I'll give Texas A&M credit for being as big of a school as they are one of the, I've always admired about them. They have the ability to like get on the same page and stay on the same page. Mm-hmm. It's almost like the anti-Texas in that oftentimes in Texas, you've got all of these power players with their own agenda and it makes them wildly inefficient because no one can get on the same page. Whereas A&M, it's like, we don't want this. Hell no. Let's leak it and let's raise some hell. Mm-hmm. Well, the thing that I have found interesting about it is I don't know what A&M's goal was to leak the report, other than it seems to me it's likely you do it for any reason. You leak something, you want to bring attention to it, and you hope that it brings sympathy towards your cause. What struck me is this story came out, and everyone's like, oh, well, I mean, I get it. If you're the SEC, like, that makes sense. Like, if you're going to – if you see how the sport's changing and you have the opportunity to essentially make yourself the superpower rather than let maybe somebody else gobble them up, if you're going to go ahead and do it first, like, all the power to you. And there seems to be an element of, you don't sense a lot of support. You know, A&M's trying to drum up support, pun kind of intended, but no one's like really coming to the call.
Mm-hmm.
And the last time we saw expansion, there was kind of a gentleman's agreement in the SEC from schools that had other potential schools in their own state. Like, they all kind of agreed, hey, we're going to all band together. We're going to vote against, you know, if Clemson wants in, we're voting against Clemson. If Florida State wants in, we're voting against Florida State. Like, it was one of those, like, gentlemen's agreements. It appears now everyone in the SEC is like, yeah, no, we're going to let these guys in and we're going to take the money.
Yeah, so I've got multiple questions for you about this thing, but you brought this up, and so I'm going to go to this one first. Like, the SEC schools, best of my, they have to vote to approve this, right?
Correct.
Like, and there has to be a certain number.
11 of 14 have to vote yes.
Okay, so there was a report earlier today from Kurt Bowles that said that, and you just mentioned Texas A&M, that said Texas A&M and Missouri would be a, quote, hard no, which isn't surprising considering those are the two schools that left the Big 12 to come to the SEC. Why would you want Texas and Oklahoma to come in, you know, years later and steal your thunder? I mean, I guess that's the best of my understanding.
So A&M, you can understand that position.
Right. We're the Texas school. We want to be the only Texas school in the SEC.
And more importantly, we were little brother, and now we left and we went to a new city, and, you know, no one knew us as you know, big brother's little brother, and we're doing well.
We're doing good, yep.
And we're doing well, and by the way, big brother, like, he's still got some name recognition, but it hasn't been, like, the best decade.
Yeah.
And there's this element of our stars rising, their stars falling, and we enjoy keeping it that way. I think Missouri's a little more interesting. I think sometimes a vote can come down to what do you want to vote versus what are you going to vote? And I think Greg Sankey kind of has a little more power in this situation than perhaps Missouri's maybe saying publicly. Like, in the end, Greg Sankey can go up to him, hey, remember when the Big 12 was falling apart and we threw you pretty nice lifeboat?
Right.
And go look at what's happening in the Big 12 right now. You tried to get in the Big 10. They didn't want you. We took you. How are those checks cashing?
Yeah. No, it's a good point.
You sure you really want to vote now?
Well, okay, so then look at, you know, I saw another one thrown out there. Like, if you're Ole Miss, Mississippi State, you got to be thinking, like, gosh, we're already kind of like a little towards the bottom of this conference. Like, we bring these two in, like, are we going to go down even further and just never be able to get to where we want to get, even though both of those schools have had their own amounts of success at certain points. But, like, do you see Mississippi State and Ole Miss voting, like, yes for those schools to come in?
I know Wolkin made this point. I know Wolkin made this point. It's wrong.
Okay.
And it's wrong for several reasons. Number one, I do agree with you. Like, in terms of if you're dividing the SEC into quartiles, Ole Miss and Mississippi State traditionally are in, if not the bottom quartile, the bottom part of the third quartile.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's their standing.
Right.
But you have to look at it this way. They have, while the SEC has been getting so much more money year after year after year after year, Lane Kiffin and Mike Leach both make over $5 million. So you are now in position to where, even though you have a tough job in the toughest conference, you're automatically a top 25 job just because of how much you pay.
Mm.
And that gap is only widening. And there's a reason now every time an SEC job comes open, a lot of coaches are calling their agents and saying, can we get some of that sweet SEC cash?
Okay.
We want some of that. And so there's also the element of this kind of mutually can end up working out for Ole Miss and Mississippi State from this perspective. It's almost a certainty that when Texas and Oklahoma join, if they do join, which seems...
You think it seems more likely than not that this happens?
I think something has to go wrong for it to not.
Interesting.
Because once upon a time, it was about Texas making sure that they got what they wanted. And then Texas has kind of had a sobering come to Jesus moment, and that they've now been forced into, we can't just kind of bully ourselves into getting what we want. When ESPN and Fox both said, hey, thanks, but no thanks, we're gonna walk away from this negotiation and wish you the best.
Also, you had your failed TV network,
and, you know, there was this thought that, well, Texas could go independent. Based on what? They are the only team in the entire country that had their own television network, and it's been a massive failure.
Right.
And unlike the Pac-12 network, who didn't partner with the TV with a TV company, you partnered with ESPN. And they're the absolute best at selling this, and they can't sell it.
Mm-hmm.
And so this idea that if you like go to a streaming service or whatever, that you're going to somehow stay rich that way, I mean, I suppose it's entirely possible, but that doesn't seem to be likely. And I think Texas is even acknowledging that that's not likely. And then there's this element of how would you fill out a schedule? How would you do all these other things that would come with being independent? And what Texas and Oklahoma are looking at is, okay, could we maybe get a bigger pile of cash somewhere else or doing it on our own, whatnot? Perhaps. Like, that's entirely possible. But this is the only way that we guarantee ourselves stability for as long as we play college football. Because you are then, by adding those two, you are pretty much establishing the SEC is going to be the super conference of the super conferences, mm-hmm. pretty much in perpetuity.
Yeah.
I mean, the Big Ten is going to have an argument, but in the end, like...
They join. It's the... Yeah,
you've got...
There's no argument.
The biggest brands in college football, about half of them of the top, 15 would be in one place.
Yeah.
And so you're going to have stability and money... like clockwork. And so it's the more stable of the options. And so that's really what this is about. It's not even forever with Texas. It was, okay, make sure everyone knows we're number one and act like a big boy. Well, they've kind of found out through some TV negotiations and everything, no one really cares, like in the terms of being the brand itself. Now, if you partner Texas with Alabama, if you partner Texas with LSU, Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, all the other big brands of the SEC, well, now ESPN's listening. Heck yeah, we want to go put the Texas-Georgia game on.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be there. We're going to blow it out. We're going to send game day there. We're going to do all this. It becomes a more attractive menu. And so... there's a little bit of acceptance of reality from Texas that it's not just big enough anymore to just do it by yourself. But from the Ole Miss and Mississippi State perspectives and the other bottom football schools, you're now going to go into this pod system in how they're going to schedule. So instead of having to play Alabama, Auburn, LSU, A&M, and Arkansas, like, you're probably only going to have to play two of them on a yearly basis, mm-hmm. and then you're going to rotate the rest. And so,
why is that? Because they're going to set it a little more regionally as far as the pods go.
So what they're going to do
Arkansas would be a little further. So Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas makes a lot of sense.
The semantics of it are still going to be ironed out, but what they're going to do is they're going to go to 4-14 pods. So think of it like one of the conferences of the NFL. And so you're going to play all three teams in your pod.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to play those three. They're also going to the 9-game schedule. That's also how you know ESPN's is brokering this deal.
Mm-hmm.
Because, hey, let's get it. How about get another conference game on the schedule? And let's get rid of one of those, I don't know, whoever you go play your FCS school this week.
Right.
We don't want to televise that.
Yeah.
So you'll play all three teams in your pod, and then you'll play two teams of the remaining three pods, and then they'll rotate. So one year you play the first two, the next year you play the next two. It's a 9-game schedule. You'll get to play all teams in the conference within, a 3-year rotation.
Okay.
And so that changes a lot of the scheduling issues. And then that creates a better menu, if you will. That's kind of been the metaphor for ESPN in terms of having number of games. And so while, when everyone goes, well, why if you're one of the bottom parts of the conference, why would you want to add more? Well, it's pretty simple. Number one, you're kind of spreading it out. And so that's always better. And then number two, it's the same reason as anything. Like, you're just going to keep making more and more money. And as long as you're you know, if you're riding the coattails and you're making money along the way, does anyone care? Like, oh my God, he just attached himself at the hip to Bezos. Well, he's worth $1.5 billion. Like, does anyone care? You know what I mean? Like, at that point, like, yeah, you're not Bezos, but do you really care if you're sitting there with $1.5 billion? Like, there's that element. That was a take that just absolutely, that's Wolken being Wolken.
Right. Bennett Doyle.
He'll be on tomorrow.
Yeah, Bennett Doyle filling in for Gary Parrish today. I got Jeffrey Wright sitting here in studio with me. We're talking about this Texas-Oklahoma situation and that they could potentially be heading to the SEC. So let's say it happens.
All right.
What does it mean for the Big 12s? Dissolves if that happens, right? I mean, what does it mean if these two schools were to leave in the next few years for the Big 12 and for these remaining schools in the Big 12? Because in my opinion, you're not looking at a situation, because obviously Memphis has tried to get in the Big 12 in the past. You're not looking at a situation, in my opinion, where the Big 12 is looking to replace Texas and Oklahoma. I think the more likely scenario is that league disbands and these other schools are looking for greener pastures, like the Pac-12, the Big Ten in Iowa State's case, West Virginia, stuff like that.
So this is kind of the most interesting question as it affects the landscape. So the Big 12 is obviously going to try to survive, and they're going to try to survive by going and poaching other schools.
Mm-hmm. You still have good brands. Oklahoma State. I mean, Oklahoma State, TCU, Baylor. Like, you've got real brands still. Kansas in basketball.
Sure.
You've got real brands still, even without Texas and Oklahoma. So then, who do they even go try to poach?
So, Thamel is reporting they're going to target BYU, Cincy, UCF, perhaps USF, and Boise.
Now, yikes.
So this is, but here's the question, though. And I know everyone in Memphis would sit there and go, well, why not us? I don't think that's the question. I think the question is, does that still count as the Big 12? Because, and what I mean by this is, in the end, the AAC in football particularly, compared to the Big 12, like if you go top to bottom, the AAC has been more competitive for probably the last 3 years, top to bottom.
Okay.
It doesn't matter, though, because the Big 12 has been ordained as something that matters.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the question becomes, does the Big 12 matter without Oklahoma and Texas? Because now you're at a point where you've lost really the only two national brands that you have, like the two powerful brands. And so, just because you call yourself the Big 12, like, is it going to maintain its seat at the table? And then the larger question is, if I'm ESPN, if I'm Fox, is that enough for me? Like, because in the end, what's driving this is, does ESPN feel like your live product that we're going to put on, and it's football that's driving everything?
Sure.
Is it going to justify us paying a lot of money? They clearly decided with the SEC, and they look at the ratings and whatnot. Okay, that makes sense for us. They looked at the Big 12 with Texas and Oklahoma, and they said, and we're going to hold off. So if they said it with Oklahoma and Texas, I just don't see how adding a BYU, adding a UCF, adding a USF, like, this feels like a situation in which the Big 12 saying, okay, we're going to go add. We're going to go add. But that's not what matters.
Yeah.
What matters is, does ESPN come back to the table and go, okay, yeah, that matters. And it seems like that is not going to be the case, because why would they change their stance, or Fox change its stance, if it's now a weaker brand and it's a weaker just because it has more.
Right.
So I think, to your point, the reason why I still feel like inevitably the Big 12 is at risk is they're going to get to that reality and they're going to realize, like, okay, we're going to do everything to save it, and we're going to invite, you know, it's a lot like, I'm not trying to pour salt in the wounds. Remember how excited it was when Memphis got in the Big East?
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, the Big East was no more.
Yeah, it gets ripped out from under you. Well, and, you know, I heard Mark making this point on y'all's show. I heard Jeff talking about it this morning. And I tend to agree. If you're Memphis, your ultimate goal right now should be to stay on par with your peers in UCF, in Cincinnati, in Houston. You don't want to leave. You don't want those guys to leave you. You want to be part of wherever they're going or whatever their plans are, because you look at the AAC when some of those teams gets poached. Good night. Like, I mean, come on. That's Conference USA again. Like, that's
yes.
Yeah, I mean, you're back to when Louisville and Cincinnati and, yes, and all those schools left Conference USA once upon a time. You don't want that.
No, I mean, you're back to your options at that point are, okay, we're inviting UAB. And, like, you literally at that point, yeah, you become CUSA again. The goal for Memphis, to me, like, it's the situation where, okay, yes, you want to be a part of the in crowd. Well, the in crowd has to say you're in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not arguing that it's fair or right. Like, you know, like, but the problem is, if you look at the pecking order, Memphis is not going to be very high on anyone's list. Like, it's just, like, if you're trying to save your Power 5 conference, like, that's just not the reality of it. But if you're Memphis, what you should be strategizing is figuring out a way to kind of come up with the informal coalition of, let's get Houston here, let's get Cincinnati here, let's get UCF here, and let's come together and say, listen, if we don't go, or if y'all, you know, I understand, like, we're not invited, but if y'all don't go, the Big 12 is going to be done.
Why don't we try to absorb some of those teams?
Why would y'all go to a sinking ship? And here's the
right
thing. You go over there, and yeah, you're part of the Big 12, but that's the Big 12 in name only.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you make the same point that I just iterated earlier in that, hey, guys, they had Texas and Oklahoma and tried to get their TV deal redone, and they wouldn't do it. What makes you think, like, it's going to be better there? Why don't we all band together here? Let's figure out a way to add some pieces here. We've already got a good thing going. We were as competitive as a football league as we were, especially with that league. You
yeah.
take Oklahoma out of it.
Right.
Oklahoma's the only successful program
yeah,
right now.
Like, I mean, the Power 6 thing is silly, but as far as, like, the conference outside of the Power 5,
yes,
the AAC is the one that everyone
gets.
Yeah.
It is clearly
There's
separated.
There's a reason ESPN has a deal with the AAC.
Exactly.
Right.
Now, let's figure out a way to beef this thing up. We've already got a good base. Let's beef this up. And the Big 12 is going to dissolve on its own. And now we have a more attractive product.
Yeah.
That should be the goal, because to me it seems, and if I'm UCF, it'll be an interesting question, because they have been so, it's like you've been chasing this idea for so long. It's like Letterman with the Tonight Show,
mm-hmm,
even after they gave it to Leno and they were trying to keep both and they dangled the Tonight Show in front of him. But they're like, but just wait a little bit. Just wait a little bit. Just wait a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You're better off going and starting the late show. Go to CBS.
Right.
Like, don't, like, in the end, they're not giving you the Johnny Carson show. They're giving you, like, whatever it became after it with Leno. And so you have to convince everyone around you that the best path forward is for us to stay together and add to this and strengthen what is already becoming a really nice neighborhood.
Yeah.
But the problem is you're going to have UCF, which has wanted something for so long, which is they've wanted to say they're a big boy. They've wanted it. Is that carrot of, hey, now you're in the Big 12. Like,
right,
is that going to be powerful enough?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting to watch it play out. I think this is fascinating. I'm sure there's going to be some stuff that comes out of this meeting that the Big 12 ADs are literally having right now as we speak. So We'll be paying attention to it, and Jeffrey and Jeff will have more to say on it tomorrow morning. And then at 2 o'clock, of course, be listening to Giannotto and Jeffrey, where they will have more info on this ongoing deal with Texas and Oklahoma potentially heading to the SEC. Jeffrey, I appreciate you joining me, brother.
Okay, cool. Hook him.
Yeah, hook him. When we come back, Connor Dunning's going to join me. We're going to talk a little Grizzlies. The NBA draft is next week. A couple new mock drafts out there. Got the Grizzlies taking different guys at 17. We'll talk about that next. You're listening to the Gary Parish Show. Bennett Doyle in for GP today and tomorrow. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's the summer of sports on 92.9 FM ESPN with KJZ, the Jeff Calkins Show.
Like, they're both magnificent players.
The Jason and John Show.
Kevin Harlan.
We're thrilled to be doing the Grizzlies.
Giannotto and Jeffrey.
It'd be fun to watch, I know that.
And the Gary Parrish Show.
Be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your
home. 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 ESPN from Odyssey.
This is Jeff Calkins, and I've been telling you about Cooper Systems for some time now. It's the place to get any kind of computer you need, and it's the place to go when your computer breaks down or gets one of those pesky viruses. They've been repairing computers honestly for decades, and nobody knows that better than this city's best consumer investigative reporter ever, Andy Wise.
Thanks, Jeff. I came to know Cooper Systems when I partnered with Lee and Lauren and their staff on an undercover investigation a couple of years ago on computer repair businesses. Lee's team helped me uncover some pretty bad actors, and they helped me hold these lesser computer repair shops accountable. And for almost three decades, Cooper Systems has been solving computer problems honestly and at a fair price. If you want the peace of mind that your computer problem is going to be solved honestly, then there's only one wise choice. That's Cooper Systems.
360-9679 is their phone number. That's 360-9679. Like Andy said, if you want to deal with someone you can trust, then deal with Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park or on the web, coopersystems.com.
And check out their consumer protection credentials at andywisechoices.com.
Kroger is proud to partner with Manhood University to offer Memphis residents an opportunity for a new beginning. Kroger's partnership opens doors to a brighter future for so many, while also ensuring access to food and resources. From learning lifelong career skills to supporting families, we create paths for a brighter future. Because Kroger is more than just a neighborhood grocery store, we're a proud member of the Memphis community.
As summer heats up, so does the sports betting action at BetMGM. Sign up now using bonus code WRIGHT, W-R-I-G-H-T, and your first wager is totally risk-free up to $600. Place your bets on all the exciting showdowns in MLB and MLS, as well as more sports from around the globe. When you register with BetMGM, you'll also get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials on big games. From breathtaking goals to colossal home runs, the king of sportsbooks takes every play to a whole new level of excitement. Simply download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code WRIGHT, W-R-I-G-H-T, to get back up to $600 on your very first wager. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older. Must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for a full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
In this market, you'll find Fisher Investments is different than other money managers.
Fisher is different? How? Don't you just ride the wave?
Nope. We actively manage client portfolios based on our forward-looking views of the market. In times like these, we understand that clients want proactive communication and guidance.
You don't just provide cookie-cutter portfolios?
No. We get to know our clients so we can tailor their portfolios to their specific goals and needs. We even offer resources on Social Security, Medicare, tax efficiency, and more. Our primary goal is to help them achieve a comfortable retirement.
But you still sell investments that generate high commissions, right?
No, we don't sell commission products. Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, the highest standard for a financial advisor. It means we're there for our clients and always put their interest first.
So when do you make more money? Only when your clients make more money?
Yep. Our fees are transparent, structured so we do better when our clients do better. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you are switching to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly different money management.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Hey, it's Jason Smith, and starting stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
For the ones standing guard, for the eagle-eyed, for the knights in shining armor, and for all those who support them, we are Grainger, your experienced safety partner. offering supplies and solutions for every industry, committed to helping keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Summer in Memphis is hot and humid. Match that with an inefficient air conditioner, and that equals less comfort inside your home and higher utility bills. Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. If you're frustrated with your current HVAC system, then let us give you a free estimate to make you and your family more comfortable this summer. Right now, Choate's and Carrier are offering 60 months no-interest financing on select Carrier HVAC systems. If you're not ready to purchase a new system yet and need Freon to get you through the summer, then go to our website for our half-off 1 pound of Freon coupon. If your system hasn't received a maintenance yet, Choate's is also offering their $20.99 AC tune-up. So turn to the experts with Choate's and call 347-8086 today to take advantage of these specials. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Stretch my hands to you.
Life like, this is what your life like. Try to live the life. Welcome back to the Gary Parish Show. It is GP's producer, Bennett Doyle, filling in today and tomorrow. I got Connor Dunning here in studio with me. And Connor, the NBA draft is next week. Believe it or not, it's kind of weird that the draft is coming so close after the season, but we obviously had an extended NBA season this year. So draft is right here upon us, then free agency. So let's talk a little Grizzlies. I'm looking at GP's latest NBA mock draft. Right now he's got Cade Cunningham going 1 to Detroit, Jalen Suggs 2 to Houston, Evan Mobley number 3 to Cleveland, and Jalen Green 4 to the Raptors, and Jonathan Kuminga 5 to the Magic. And for the Grizzlies right now, he's got them taking Chris, I think it's Duarte.
Duarte, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He didn't have the little accent on the end, so I didn't know if you added the A at the end, but Chris Duarte. Okay. He was a senior out of Oregon at number 17. That's who he's got taken at 17, the Grizzlies taken. And here's what he says about Duarte. The Grizzlies ranked 20th in three-point field goal percentage this season and thus need to add shooting, which is something Chris Duarte could provide. The former National Junior College Player of the Year made better than 42% of the 5.5 three-pointers he attempted per contest this past season at Oregon. There's little doubt that he has a game that'll translate to the NBA. I like it. I mean, I think it's a safe pick, and I think that's why Gary has had him going to the Grizzlies for so long, because it's a guy you plug in right now. And frankly, the Grizzlies have had success with older guys. Like, that's not attractive anymore, right? Is like drafting the older player who played 4 years at his college because there's less upside, right? Like these NBA teams want to get a hold of a guy and develop him. Hey, they want him to be young as possible so he can be with the team for a longer period of time. But the Grizzlies have had success with these guys. I mean, you look at Dylan Brooks coming out of Oregon, another Oregon guy. You look at Xavier Tillman. You look at Brandon Clark, all older guys when the Grizzlies drafted them, all contributors, specifically Dylan, a big contributor to the team. So that doesn't really bother me anymore. I think that's something that like has bothered people in the past, and it just shouldn't be anymore. I think
Desmond Bane too, like
Desmond Bane, yeah Desmond another guy Bane. That played multiple years in college. Yeah, I just don't think that matters. This guy's a decent defender. He's a good 3-point shooter. We have said that you need 3-point shooting next to Ja.
Yeah, and that's why, like, he's actually the guy that I want the Grizzlies to draft. Like, I would love if he could fall to the Grizzlies. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's going to get past the Warriors because they feel like they're going to snatch up any other shooter around them.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Gary pointed it out exactly. We need to put shooters around Ja Morant. We're not looking for some playmaker. We're not looking for a slasher. We're looking for a shooter, a guy that can come in and help our three-point shooting. I mean, Desmond Bane already showed flashes of being an elite three-point shooter. Dylan Brooks improved his three-point shooting last year. Ja's working on it. So if we can get another guy in there just to help us out, D'Anthony Melton had a really good season last year. You know, it's just he would be great as a knockdown shooter off the bounce next to Ja. He's not the best defender in the world, but that's something that he can learn. I don't mind that he's 24. I don't mind having mature players coming into the league. That means that he can come in. He's going to be NBA ready. He's going to know how it works.
Yeah.
He's not going to be messing around. He's probably not going to have any diva in him, which is nice because he's not one of those one-and-done type of guys. So, and the relationship with Dylan Brooks through Oregon, maybe that's something. There's something there.
Sure.
So I think he would be a pretty good fit for the Grizzlies. Him being 24 on draft night bothers me not at all. I hope that people pass on him so the Grizzlies can get him.
you know, the, I think the prevailing thought out there is that Grayson was great last year at certain points. He was. But I think the prevailing thought is he might not be with the Grizzlies long term, just for the simple fact that he doesn't have a long term deal with the Grizzlies. Like, he could be a piece that you put in a trade if they make a move this offseason, if they make a move on draft night. I like the idea of the Grizzlies drafting a shooter. I think it makes a lot of sense. And there's going to be guys around 17 that fit that mold. Moses Moody's a guy that people talk about quite a bit out of Arkansas, 3-and-D guy. I think he would fit great with the Grizzlies if he falls to him. A guy that I love that I don't think is necessarily going to fall to the Grizzlies, but James Bouknight out of UConn, 6'5 scoring guard. Like, I'd be down for that too. You could talk me into any of those guys
mentioned.
Over at ESPN in their latest mock draft, Jonathan Givony has the Grizzlies taken Usman Garuba, the 19-year-old power forward from Real Madrid. And here's what he says about I'm not going to pretend I know anything about him. I haven't watched him play
once.
I haven't watched too much Real Madrid this year. Here's what he says about him. One of the deepest teams in the NBA and one with an already strong young core. The Grizzlies can go several different directions with this pick, including making a draft, making a trade with a team itching to get into the top 20. If they do stand pat, they might look to add some depth in the front court with Garuba, one of the most intense and versatile defenders in this draft class and capable of playing either big man spot. I mean, I think that sounds good as well. The guy sounds a little more like a project. He's 19 years old. I don't know. I like the idea of, like, when we talk, what we just talked about with Chris Duarte. Like, I want a guy who comes in right now and is ready to go. Like, I want a guy that helps you and plays this year. I don't know. It just seems like the trajectory of this team right now is not.
It's not one to take on a raw project. Like, we need somebody that can come in to help them win.
Yeah, I don't think we're going all in this summer.
No.
I think we're obviously going to have to be a little patient as Grizzlies fans. I don't think they're going for the big push this summer. They might. Who knows? They've been aggressive the past couple drafts. So who knows? Who knows what they do with free agency and with the draft? But if we're just taking the team that we saw last season, I'd prefer a guy that comes in and helps that team right now, because we were a playoff team.
Right.
You know, if we want to be a playoff team again, I want contributors.
Well, with Garuba specifically, it seems like, as I'm looking it up too, all the pluses for him is he's a hyper defender. He's good. He's got good energy. He's a good rebounder. But the thing that scares me is every single one of them is, like, he doesn't have a high vertical. He's not a great finisher around the rim. He struggles shooting the ball. So I'm like, why? Like, why do I want this guy on the? And he's also, let's be honest, the Grizzlies don't need another 6'8 tweener. We don't need a guy that can maybe play center, maybe play power forward. No, like, we need somebody that can go in there and be the backup center. If we're going to draft a center, draft a center. Draft, like, a 6'9", 6'10 guy. Don't give me a 6'8 guy.
Yeah, I've been pretty adamant. Like, I want them to find a way to figure out how Jonas is part of this thing. Like, I do not want him walking next year or when, however that comes. Like, I hope he's a part of their long-term plans. And speaking of part of their long-term plans, I thought Chris Harrington made an interesting point on Jeff's show earlier today. And Chris has a really, really good free agency article up right now at the Daily Memphian. Highly recommend you check that out if you want to just see his thoughts on free agency for the Grizzlies. A lot of great points. Basically, they were talking about, if there's not a clear move to make this offseason, this summer for the Grizzlies, you know, maybe you let Justice walk and you absorb some more money. You know, who knows what happens with that situation. The Justice Winslow thing is going to be really interesting. But he mentioned that maybe they use some of their money to extend Kyle Anderson, which hasn't really been talked about, I don't think. I think Chris was the first person to make that point. And I love that, because I want Kyle on this team long term. If you can get him at the right price, the thing about Kyle that was really eye-opening this past season is Kyle was brought in for the grit and grind Grizzlies. He was brought here to play with Mike and Mark and Zeba. Like, that's why they brought Kyle here, okay? He proved he could play with this new iteration of the Grizzlies with Taylor Jenkins style. Like, he was a huge piece of what they did last year. I love how interchangeable Kyle is. He's a veteran presence. Like, that's a guy that if for the right price, I'd like to see a Grizzly for a long period of time. I think he can fit anywhere. He's proven he can adapt his game to whatever style he needs to, whether they slow it down or not. And obviously he's slow-mo. he can still make it work regardless.
Yeah, I don't hate that. It's just if they let Winslow walk, it's not a bad idea to extend him, because it's not like he's going to be extended to some crazy amount of money to where they wouldn't be able to trade him if they needed to. Because I really like Kyle Anderson. I agree with everything you're saying. I think he's a Swiss Army knife type of guy. He had a career year last season. I'm a little hesitant to say that he can 100% replicate that coming into this season, because he was struggling a little bit shooting the ball at the end of the year. But
yep,
he does a lot of really good things for the Grizzlies. So seeing him here long term isn't a bad thing. I just don't know if necessarily, like, I don't want to commit to him being on this team forever, because I think that we can find someone that can do all the things that Kyle Anderson can do, but maybe a little bit more athletic and maybe a little bit better shooting the ball that might just fit in a little bit more. But as a placeholder for now, for the next few seasons, you know, playing with this team, being that veteran leadership in the locker room, I don't hate it at all. And he can also be, I mean, let's be honest, they don't really have, like, we have Tyus Jones, but after Tyus Jones, the secondary ball handler is still kind of up in the air for who's it going to be. We need D'Anthony Melton to really step up this season and really turn into that type of player.
Yeah.
To be honest, the free agent that has my eye the most is Lonzo Ball. Like, he's a restricted free agent. The Pelicans have already said that they may consider a sign and trade for him. He may be too expensive for the Grizzlies, but I still think they should make that phone call, because he's the type of guy, people have given up on this guy for no reason. He's a very good defender. He's a knockdown three-point shooter. And when he's healthy, he's a very good playmaker. When he's on the Grizzlies, they wouldn't need him to be the primary ball handler. They wouldn't need him to be the number one guy running the offense. He could just be that guy that they have there to help on the defensive end. He could help with slashing. He can hit a guy that's cutting. And then he can knock down a splashdown three for you every once in a while. I think he would be a great fit for this team.
Okay, hold that thought, because I want to talk about free agents at 5:30. We're going to do a little more Grizzlies then, because I've got the list of the notable free agents this summer. I want to talk about that with you, because I know you got thoughts on it. As far as the draft goes, just finishing up with that, you know, I think we both agree if they take Chris Duarte, we're cool with that. If Moses Moody's there, we're cool with that.
Moses Moody would be great.
That would be awesome. But we like the idea of the Grizzlies taking a guard that can score the basketball in this draft.
Yeah. Get a score. Yeah. That's why, like, Zaire Williams has been another guy that's been bounced around from Stanford for the Grizzlies. That he's been around that. He wouldn't be bad either. He's not a great three-point shooter, but he is a shot creator, and he can play make, which is nice. He's a good ball handler, so he could help out on that end. So, yes, I'm with you. I don't think they should draft a big man. I don't really understand the people that want them to draft a big man. It makes no sense to me. I think that they need help. Like, we have a lot of wing guys,
yeah,
but I think that they're going to consolidate that coming up. It has the feel that, like you said, Grayson may not be on this team long term. I don't know if he even finishes the season with this
right
team. I think some stuff might go down on draft night with the Grizzlies to where they kind of get some of those guys out of there. So I hope to see a Chris Duarte or a Zaire Williams or a guard that can create some plays off the dribble, make some shots. That's what this team needs.
Yeah. And if you want to read more about Chris Duarte, Gary's got the Grizzlies taking him at number 17 in his latest mock draft. You can check that out now at CBSSports.com. When we come back, I've got four stories. I want to bounce around a little bit. There is a brand new league coming to AutoZone Park this year, and I'm really excited about it. Going to talk about that. We had some new announcements for the FedEx St. Jude Invitational. Got some big-time players that announced today they are coming this year. Also, some big NFL news as well. We're going to do all that next. You're listening to the Gary Parrish Show. Bennett Doyle filling in today and tomorrow. I got Connor Dunning here in studio with me. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis' sports station. Sports station.
92.9 ESPN from Odyssey.
Are you looking for homeowners insurance, auto insurance, life insurance, business insurance? If so, this is Gary Parrish reminding you to get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. That's Elizabeth Rook Insurance, a second-generation local agency that's been owned and operated since 1981. It is the home of the Erie Rate Lock. What's the Erie Rate Lock? Here's what it is. It's a way to lock in your auto rates in definitely. Each year, you don't have an accident, your deductible is going to go down, drop by $100. Your first accident is forgiven, and let the record show that lower than normal rates are available right now, which is great, because if recent events have taught us anything, it's that these days, every penny matters. Listen, you have a local doctor, you've got your local dentist, you got your local attorney, you need your own personal local insurance agent too. So please get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. It's got two offices in the Memphis area. One's in Lakeland on Kennerman Road. The other is on Highway 51 in Covington. That's Elizabeth Rook Insurance. 867-SAVE, 867-7283. On the web, rookinsurance.com.
I'm here again.
Oh, you sure are, Howie.
Oh, boy.
It's summertime at Robert.
Robert Irwin Jewelers.
So here's the thing. It's Summer of 1,000 Engagements. What we love about it, it's our biggest celebration of the year. It's a celebration of love. We know it's about to happen. You're about to get an engagement ring. We know how special that is, and we are here for you.
And how are you going to help them pop the question, Howie?
Not only do we have great financing options, but we also have a free vacation with any purchase of $1,500 or more.
Summer of 1,000 Engagements going on now at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
5 locations or online at rijewelers.com.
Start your engines, Mid-South. Gossett Mitsubishi on the Pike is ready for the Enjoy Your Summer Style sales event. Get plenty of pulling power and more standard features than Mazda CX-5 and Ford Escape in your new 2022 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross, $229 a month. And hit the road in a 7-passenger 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander. We Gossett at $259 a month. All powered by our stellar 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So don't miss the Enjoy Your Summer Style sales event at Gossett Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 500 military rebate, 750 loyalty rebate, 48 months, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Outlander NZ016672, MSRP 29480, Cross NC003186, MSRP 27725, includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 7/31/2021, dealer stock only.
Discounts are great on pizza, groceries, clothes, but when you see a discount on LASIK, you're skeptical. That's because we've been trained to think that anything that makes your life better has to be expensive. At the LASIK Vision Institute, it's just not true. We're able to provide amazing discounts and affordable financing on LASIK because LASIK is all we do. So don't be skeptical. Be excited about a life of new vision from the experts in LASIK. Right now, at the LASIK Vision Institute, we're offering $1,000 off our WaveLight laser if you're treated in July. That's $500 off per eye. Plus, take advantage of our guaranteed financing. Go to LASIK.com to see if LASIK is right for you. The LASIK Vision Institute. Amazing vision. Amazing price.
Must mention this promotion and be treated in July of 2021 to qualify. $1,000 off for both eyes on standard WaveLight price. $500 off for one eye. Cannot be combined with any other offers. See details at LASIK.com.
Reddit user Flamo Demo says, "This is the worst phone I've owned. People are always bothering me about it. I'm just scared to use my phone in public, as a random someone may just give me a stupid grin or whisper to their friends. I cannot stand the fact that I just can't relate to normal phones anymore." At Stop It Miranda says, "The middle school sass is back in full swing, and everyone is astounded when I type on a normal-looking smartphone, and then I shut it, and it fits into my girl jean pockets. 10 out of 10. Are you ready for this life? Find out at Samsung.com/reserve.
Win a muscle car at the Fitz at the $250,000 Muscle Cars and Promo Cash Giveaway, Fridays and Saturdays in July. Win $500 every 10 minutes from 7 to 11 p.m. and $2,500 more in Promo Cash at midnight. Good, but it gets better. Win $10,000 Promo Cash on the 3rd, 17th, and 31st. And on the 10th and 24th, someone's driving home in a 2021 Chevrolet Camaro and a 2021 Ford Mustang. The $250,000 Muscle Cars and Promo Cash Giveaway at the Fitz. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 again. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
For the ones who know that a little late is always too late, and that the clock doesn't stop just because you're missing a part, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, and our KeepStock inventory management solutions help ensure you have the right stuff in the right place at exactly the right time. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock to learn more. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Odyssey's coverage of the pro basketball playoffs is brought to you by Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Stay in the know as we keep you updated on all the games, breaking down the action from the court, and bringing you all the biggest storylines from now until the trophy's awarded. It's the postseason coverage you crave on your favorite Odyssey sports station and streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Shell. Make the most of the stop you need to make with Shell.
Enjoy fresh, flavorful, made-for-you meals with today's Perks Deal. Half off $50 to Moe's Southwest Grill. Create your own burritos, bowls, tacos, nachos, salads, and more. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Godzilla, this Tokyo and I'm Godzilla. Playing blackjack versus death gun on the card dealer. Just bought a demon.
Welcome back to the Gary Parrish Show. It's GP's producer, Bennett Doyle, filling in today. And tomorrow, got Connor Dunning here in studio with me, and got a few news and notes I want to get to. Let's do four stories.
Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 4:44. Story number one.
So big announcement today for the FedEx St. Jude Invitational. Tournament officials announced today that defending champion world number three, Justin Thomas, is going to be a part of it. So we're getting the last time we had the FedEx St. Jude Invitational, we're getting the winner back, Justin Thomas, world number 11, Rory McIlroy, and the 2021 Open Championship winner, Colin Morikawa. They've all committed to the World Golf Championships FedEx St. Jude Invitational when the event returns to TPC Southwind August 2nd through the 8th. So that is coming up real quick. Gary had the news yesterday that John Rahm, number one player in the world, is not going to be attending. But, I mean, frankly, I'd rather have any of those names over John Rahm. So I'm totally cool with it. We got Brooks Koepka as well. So it's a good field for the FedEx St. Jude Invitational this year. Really excited about that. It sucks that we missed out on it last year. This event, it's obviously very young, but it is awesome.
It's such a great event for the city.
It's such a great event. We broadcasted live a couple years ago, and it was just great. It's just so much different because it's a World Golf Championship. Like, it just feels huge when you're there. It feels like a massive event when you're there. And so it's going to be really cool to have it back this year. Got some big-time names coming this year. Again, Justin Thomas, Rory McIlroy, and Colin Morikawa all announced today for the FedEx St. Jude Invitational August 2nd through the 8th.
Story number two.
So this is really cool. I'll read it to you from the commercial appeal. This was yesterday. Representatives from the city of Memphis and AutoZone Park announced Wednesday the debut of Premier Rugby Sevens. The inaugural event for PR Sevens is going to be held Saturday, October 9th at AutoZone Park. PR Sevens also announced Memphis Inner City Rugby as the league's official community partner, highlighting its grassroots efforts in the city. Founder and CEO Owen Shannell cited both the stadium itself and the surrounding community, particularly its proximity to Beale Street, as reasons for hosting the debut in Memphis. The league, it's expected to feature athletes from the Tokyo Olympics, so you're going to be able to watch some of these guys here coming up in the next week as they do rugby sevens in the Olympics now. The league, with both women's and men's teams housed under one umbrella, are receiving equal pay, and it's going to be the first of its kind. The inaugural men's and women's tournaments, it's going to be televised on Fox Sports this fall. There are expected to be 6 men's teams and 4 women's teams. So we've got professional rugby coming to AutoZone Park. And I think this is really, really great.
Badass.
Yeah,
that's exciting.
It's really cool. I played rugby in high school.
Did you really?
Yeah, actually was part of the inaugural, when they started the league, the inaugural season back in 2003. Played for White Station. We went to state that year, so yeah, shout out to White Station. Love that AutoZone Park continues to utilize this amazing venue in different ways. 901 FC has been a huge success. I think it's really cool they're bringing the Rugby Sevens, this Premier League. They're going to have this big tournament October 9th. And rugby is a really fun sport to watch in person, y'all. Like, I'm telling you, it's really fun. Go check it out. And then also that they're partnering with Inner City Rugby. This is a really great organization that has done awesome things here in town. You need to read into Memphis Inner City Rugby. They've just done great things, and it's a really great team building sport, so it's really cool. Again, AutoZone Park is one of the best venues we have, and it's cool that obviously going to Redbirds game is great. Love going to the Redbirds games. I just love that they put different things at a great venue. I remember once upon a time seeing Bob Dylan at AutoZone Park.
Did you really? Yeah. That's fantastic.
I wish they did concerts there still, because it was a fun concert.
The movie nights. I remember I watched Ace Ventura one time there, and I think I watched The Sandlot there one time. But, I mean, like, I went to Knoxville recently, and we went to a Smokies game up there, and it was a great time. But being my whole life a minor league park, to me, it's been AutoZone. So,
which,
like,
is like one of the
in,
best
in
the,
like,
country.
Oh,
yeah.
The ghetto. I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
I was like, okay, so, but it was a good time. They had moonshine, so it made up for it.
Yeah, yeah. So there was a big announcement happened yesterday. You can read the story over at commercialappeal.com that Premier Rugby Sevens is coming to AutoZone Park this fall. Going to be cool.
Story number three.
News today from the NFL. The NFL, and I'm going to talk about this with Jeff in the next segment. But the news is the NFL has added an additional COVID-19 vaccination incentive for players, threatening forfeits and the loss of game checks if an outbreak among unvaccinated players causes an unresolvable disruption in the regular season schedule. Roger Goodell informed clubs of the new policy Thursday in a memo, and the league has encouraged vaccination for players but has not required it per an agreement with the NFL Players Association. Instead, the league has set up a series of incentives. And as of Thursday, Goodell has said that more than 75% of NFL players were at least partially vaccinated, and more than half of the league's teams have player vaccination rates above 80%. Unvaccinated players, though, they are going to be subject to several protocols during training camp and the regular season, including daily testing, mask wearing, and travel restrictions. Thursday's memo made it clear that unvaccinated players would, in theory, be responsible for the losses of games and paychecks as well. So, if you're not vaccinated, it could mean that your team has to forfeit a game this season. I'm on board with that. It's fine. I'm going to talk about Jeff with it in the next segment because I know he's got thoughts on it. But I wanted to ask you, the reason that I brought this up is I wanted you to guess the four teams with the lowest vaccination rates right now in the NFL.
I know Washington. One of them is Washington.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.